Looting continues in Iraq, and American soldiers and Marines continue to die there. A month and a half after President Bush formally declared an end to major combat, more than 50 U.S. troops have been killed in attacks and accidents. Among them was a Mexican-American Army sergeant from Southern California. NPR's Madalit Del Barco visited his family.
Defense Department officials say 27-year-old Atanasio Aromarin was killed while manning a checkpoint south of Balad, Iraq. They say his unit was ambushed by suspected Ba'ath Party loyalists and hit with gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades. His family back home in the Los Angeles suburb of Baldwin Park had been waiting for him to return after the official end to combat on May 1st. For me, that war still has not ended, cries Otto's mother, Catalina. She asks, why do they still have so many soldiers there? They told us it was over. On Mother's Day, her son had called to say he was moving northward and wouldn't be able to call for a while. It was the last time she heard from him. Every day, the family gathers in the backyard to pray before a handmade Catholic altar with flowers, candles, and a framed photo of a young-looking soldier in uniform. The American flag and the Mexican flag fly at half-staff in front of the house. Atanasio, known by his nickname Nacho, was born into this family in Zacatecas, Mexico, the sixth of seven children. Atanasio Sr. had supported them by picking fruit and doing construction work in California and moved the family here when Nacho was 2 years old.
He was proud of being born in Mexico. He was very fluent in both Spanish and English.
30-year-old Liliana Aro remembers how her playful little brother competed in cross-country races in high school. He even ran in the L.A. Marathon once.
He loved singing, loved going out to parties, staying up late with his friends, but he never drank. He said he didn't need it. He was a chocoholic.
And she says he was especially enamored of Mexican food and music.
He loved techno and he loved rancheras. He loved Vicente Fernandez. I mean, that was not even his from his era, but he loved it.
Grabé la penca de un maguey tu nombre unido al mío entrelazado.
Liliana Aro says this was her brother's favorite song, La Ley del Monte, The Law of the Hills.
It talks about inscribing a name of a girl on a plant, the plant where you get the tequila from. But he always thought it was very emotional, very powerful song, so he liked that.
Unlike the many so-called green card soldiers, Atanasio Aro had become a U.S. citizen before signing up, first with the National Guard, then the Army. He shipped off to Iraq from Fort Hood, Texas. Celia Aro says her baby brother was much loved and will be missed. She's sad that even now, more families like theirs are receiving bad news. Sister Liliana.
We are hurt, of course, not just for my brother, because there's no peace in people's hearts to be able to do something like this, to kill someone else. It's hard to understand. I don't understand it.
Atanasio Aromarin was buried with full military honors. His parents were presented with a Purple Heart and the Bronze Star for his heroic achievement in combat. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.